Unexpectedly awesome. My little brother caught me by surprise. By Alex D. Maloof. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Matthew chapter 16, verse 25. The link jumped out at me from the computer screen. My little brother Ethan's favorite author was coming to our local library in just a few weeks. Ethan would love this. Imagining his excitement, I clicked the link, but then sighed. The event was on a school night and would be in the way of homework and sleep. My first impulse was to keep the news to myself. I had early morning seminary the day after the event and would really need the sleep I'd lose if we went. After arguing with myself for several minutes, a prompting to tell Ethan about it won over. I called out to Ethan, who ran quickly over to me. "Look who's coming to the library," I said while pointing at the computer screen. Ethan let out a gasp and began dancing wildly around the room. "He's coming to our library?" he asked. Without waiting for my answer, he hurried to ask Mom's permission to go. Returning only a few moments later with a yes, he asked, "Are you coming too?" I still hesitated at the thought of a late night and a tough morning, but the eagerness on Ethan's face made it impossible for me to disappoint him. "Okay," I said, and smiled in spite of myself. He shouted excitedly as he pumped his fist in the air. Over the next several weeks, Ethan constantly talked about the author event. He kept trying to think of new ways he could talk about it with his friends. And he asked over and over again how many days were left until it happened. When the day finally came, I followed Ethan into the library. I couldn't help but smile as he clutched one of the author's books in his arms. There was a long line of people, and I worried we'd come too late to get a good seat. Luckily, after some shuffling, we found a spot where we could watch the author speak from a video projection. When the author finished, people flooded out of the room to get in line for the book signing. We had to wait another hour to get to the front of the line, but Ethan finally got his book signed. Once outside, I glanced at my watch and gulped. It was late. Ethan turned. "He's the coolest person in the world," he said, giving me a toothy grin. "But he's not as awesome as you are." His words hit me so unexpectedly that I almost stopped walking out of pure shock. What I received in return for the sleep I gave up was far greater than any sacrifice I'd made. I'd strengthened my relationship with my brother and also gained a new perspective of myself. I walked away from that library glad to have gone and feeling like I was on top of the world. Alex D. Maloof lives in Washington, USA. End of the story. Unexpectedly Awesome by Alex D. Maloof. Read by Lindsay Hepworth.